From VOA Learning English, this is As It Is. I'm Katie Weaver. Should a book sometimes be judged by its cover? Apparently, Vietnam thinks so. The government recently withdrew a book about Vietnam's laws because of protests over the picture on the front. Jonathan Evans will tell about that later. But now we go to Myanmar, where officials say that the country's constitution will remain as it is until after elections next year. It is a complex issue because a change to the constitution could affect who seeks public office in that vote. The Speaker of Parliament in Myanmar says the country's constitution cannot be changed before elections a year from now. Shui Man spoke this week to reporters in Naypyidaw, the capital of Myanmar, also known as Burma. He said voters will be able to take part in a referendum or special election on constitutional changes in May. But he said it would be impossible for any changes to take effect immediately. He says some draft laws will need a referendum. We need the people to vote on them. This will be held next May in 2015. The results of this referendum will have to be approved by both the upper and lower houses of parliament. But the parliament will meet only after the 2015 elections. He did not explain why changes must wait until the next parliament is seated. Aung Chi Nyun serves in the current parliament. He belongs to the National League for Democracy, the party of Nobel Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi. He says that delaying the changes would be a mistake. He says this will have an effect not only on the peace deal discussions, but also on other discussions related to stability issues. It will also affect issues related to the international community. Myanmar's constitution bars Aung San Suu Kyi from becoming president. It is unlawful for any president to have a husband, wife, or children who are citizens of a foreign nation. The former husband of Aung San Suu Kyi was a citizen of the United Kingdom. Her sons are British. Words in this story. Constitution. Noun. The written general laws and ideas that form a nation's system of government. Elections. Noun. Voting. Parliament. Noun. A government lawmaking group. Bar. Verb. To prevent or block. Recently, we received our supply of VOA wall calendars for 2015. This year, the calendars have beautiful color pictures of the southwestern United States. To get your calendar, simply send an email to us at learningenglish@voanews.com or write to VOA Learning English, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Be sure to include your mailing address when you write. And tell us what radio station you are listening to and the times of the broadcast. We have several hundred 2015 wall calendars. But when they're gone, they're gone. So write to us today. A government-owned book publisher in Vietnam has withdrawn hundreds of law books because of a protest over the book's cover. The Labor and Social Affairs Publishing House published 500 copies of the book on Vietnam's civil code earlier this year. Jonathan Evans reports.
The cover of the book features a digitally changed image of a man without clothing holding the scales of justice. The book's cover went viral recently on social media networks in Vietnam, leading to public protest of the image. The book cover features a muscular male body that was changed to have the face of Cong Ly, a popular comedian whose name literally means justice in Vietnamese. The image has reportedly been taken off internet sites viewed inside Vietnam. A representative for the publisher, Nguyen Thi Thuy, blames its partner, the Lao Dong Bookstore, for releasing the book. There is no such image in the contract. They published that cover without our consent. We have explained our responsibility. Now it is up to the relevant authorities to decide. They are investigating. One employee has lost his job as the result, and the bookstore could not be reached for comments. The public has used the event as a chance to mock Vietnam's legal system. Justice in Vietnam is just a comedy. The publishing house is brave to say the truth, one commenter wrote on the VOA Vietnamese Facebook page. The publishing house has apologized to the comedian, but local media reports say he has threatened to take legal action. I'm Jonathan Evans.
I'm Katie Weaver. That's all the time we have today on As It Is. For more Learning English stories, go to our website at learningenglish.voanews.com. We have audio and video programs to download and activities to help you test your English language skills. And join us again tomorrow for another As It Is from VOA Learning English.